Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy on board 707. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. 3-day weekend, yeah. Welcome to another day in paradise. It is Football Friday because the Gators kick off their season tomorrow evening in the Swamp, 7:45, taking on FAU. We're going to have former quarterback for the Gators, Doug Johnson, in the 9 o'clock hour. Before that, former Gator football player and attorney, Bill Allen. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, we'll talk some football, how they think the new coach is going to do, what they think about the NIL money in there, the portals, and now some NFL signed players going back or wanting to go back and play in college. Judges are talking about that, ruling on as we speak. So you've got that going on. And then we have Maria. Yes, West Side Story Maria.
Not the same one.
No?
No, she probably could have, though. She's probably talented enough.
Yeah, Marita Bartiromo, and always nice to see her lovely face as she gives us business news that could be good,
yeah,
could be not so good, but again, the delivery on point.
Yeah, she's good.
Then why did Fox cut her?
They canned her. They're crazy.
12 and a half years, I believe, she had there. I don't think her popularity has waned. As far as I could tell, I guess you could maybe look at ratings and numbers. Or did they let her go, let her out of her contract so that she can then become the next press secretary for President Trump?
A lot of folks think so. They agree with you.
I'm leaning that way hard.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a done deal. It's just a matter of, what hour at the top of the hour will it be announced? When will it be breaking news? Will it be 8, 9, or 10?
But you do think it'll be during the show today that they'll make that announcement?
Yeah. It's Friday. It's a 3-day weekend.
They'll toss it out there and, yeah.
Yeah, and kind of get it done.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to field questions of speculation.
They like to do the news dumps where they don't want people asking questions.
Well, yeah, and it's not like it's anything bad. It's get it done so they can get back to regular business.
Yeah.
But who knows? Anything could happen. All right, catch you up on some of the things that are going on today and have been. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to block mail-in voting restrictions stay. So this has gone back and forth legally. Now, DOJ is going to make an emergency request that the Supreme Court step in and lift a lower court's temporary order that blocked the U.S. Postal Service from implementing new mail-in ballot restrictions ahead of the midterms. In other words, the president wants the U.S. Post Office to make sure that they're only getting ballots to people that are supposed to receive them.
That's fair.
And the USP, the United States Postal Service can do that. Of course, the more lead time they get on that, the better. But now it is coming down to the wire. And if they're going to be able to do that and have an impact on the midterm, they're going to have to get this emergency request, this ask of the Supreme Court, maybe answered. I don't know if they do it as soon as today.
Right. And part of what their concern is, and this is where the post office comes into play, is when they see these ballots, are they even legit? Do they have the barcode? Are they proper? Or is somebody just mailing stuff back?
Yeah, and you've got to make sure that it is matching the address and the voter and all that matches up. And there's been a lack of due diligence in many cases. We know there's been shenanigans. Now, you can argue about the degree or depth of it. We know that basically what Joe Biden got, how many more million votes than Barack Obama?
Yeah.
King Obama.
Twice.
I mean, hail Obama. I mean, you talk about a Democrat that brought the Democrats together. You know, left and middle and further left and all the other lefts, left turn and left turn signal, all of them. He brought them all together.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that Sleepy Joe Biden, half asleep, campaigning from his basement, got 80 million more votes than Barack Obama. Give me a flippin' break. Really, logic is just flipped upside down. It never made any sense. So, yeah, but no, there's nothing. There's no issue with our elections. Well, then why wouldn't you just, to be on the safe side, say, yeah, you got to have photo ID and, you know, have some proof of citizenship. Oh, no, you can't do that. Really? Why not? Because because if you're married, your name's different.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's been addressed a long time ago. Mm-hmm. One of your other top stories, a Missouri Supreme Court blocks GOP congressional map. This is a blow to Republicans. They ruled that a newly drawn GOP congressional map cannot be utilized for the upcoming November midterm elections. So that will hurt Republicans. And good news.
Yeah.
You know, the terrible thing that's happening in Nepal and Tibet and all the flooding. And
it's awful.
And so many people missing. And they thought that there's probably a lot of people in these like tunnels that are associated or connected to hydropower, the hydropower tunnels.
Right.
They rescued two. They believe that there's a lot more. I mean, a lot more. But they have rescued two alive. And that is great news because what's it been, like 9 going on 10 days? Yeah, it is, you know.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, and as each hour passes, really, it gets worse and worse. But people are working diligently to try to make good things happen there. Right, try to find a silver lining, if you will. What's old James Tallarico, that nutbag Texas Democrat? What's he up to? He's the U.S. Senate nominee for the Democrat Party. James Tallarico, he urged restrictions on certain firearms for young adults during a Texas House floor speech, framing lawmakers' refusal to pass his proposal as disregarding a message from God.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
This is the guy who has really tangled himself up when it comes to, basic Christianity. Mm-hmm. He has said some things that don't make sense or that don't really, they just don't jive, if you will. And now he's saying that, you know, this is a message from God that you know, 18 to 21 year olds, you don't need a long gun.
Really?
Yep.
Says who?
Says James Tallarico and God, according to James Tallarico.
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah. Yep. He said, you're ignoring God's messengers. He's a messenger, I guess.
Wow. Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The Texas legislature did not pass HB 2744, but it did pass the Uvalde Strong Act, which the legislation focused on strengthening security around schools. See, unlike the Stoneman Douglas thing, where they did raise the age from 18 to 21 for the purchase of a long gun, rifle or shotgun.
Right.
They caved in on it here in Florida because they had to, quote unquote, do something.
Oh, we hate that line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means you're doing something stupid, usually.
Yep.
Typically speaking.
Tallarico previously criticized similar proposals and said he strongly opposed having police protect schools, arguing that doing that fuels a culture of violence. So to see law enforcement officer.
What?
Yeah. You've heard of that before where cops have been mistreated, like at a Starbucks. I can't stand to see people carrying a gun in here and pushing their authority and all that. Remember that?
We have heard of that.
This comes from that same kind of mindset that police represent violence,
but
not criminals.
But you're going to get violence in the school because police are there? I don't think so.
Well, you're going to wrestle with his twisted logic for a long time. If you choose to do that.
I just pin him just like that.
Oh, I know you would.
Oh, yeah.
You'd come down with like an atomic elbow.
He's a weirdo, I'm telling you.
He's a weirdo.
He's just a weird
Tell
dude.
Me how you really think, Greg.
You think
he's a little odd?
Show's only
Is
on
he
till,
different?
Show's only on till 10.
Is he strange?
Much. He's...
Is he...
He bugs me.
Is he... Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to get all your buggins out.
Yeah.
We want buggins out of your pie hole. Call in now. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Air it out. Get it off your chest before the weekend. Here's your last chance. What's Bugging You? Next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, the synthesizer brings you back, doesn't it? Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Oh, that's kind of a generation before that. Different song. Or three or five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I started singing songs, my mom used to sing, yeah, it could be a dated reference. Ooh. 7:23 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's that time. Time for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now. 877-975-9825. Julia, what's bugging you?
Hi, Bob. The morning after Trump gave his speech about Chinese interference in the elections, I called your show and I said I was watching Fox and Friends at 6 in the morning and there was nothing mentioned about it. Well, now it's all over YouTube and it's all over X that the reason Maria Bartiromo got fired had nothing to do with the press secretary job. She wanted to do an whole story on the Chinese interference, and it came down from the higher ups of Fox that it was to be squashed. And she shared that memo with the White House, and that's why she hasn't been on the air since August 9th.
Well, I had heard that, but because it is so difficult in this atmosphere to get the truth, I question whether that was true or not. And the source on that particular part of it seemed to be left of center politically. So I had my doubts. But to hear it from you, who clearly pays attention, that adds quite a bit of weight in my mind. And maybe I jumped the gun just being hopeful that Maria was going to be on the team. And both could be true, by the way. Yes. Both could be true.
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I called in a couple weeks ago, and I said something about the DSA candidates, that if they took an oath, if they won office and took an oath, that they should be arrested on the spot. The great one, Mark Levin, yesterday called it out. It is the sixth article of the Constitution, third paragraph, I think it is, about the oath. He said if they raise their hand and take the oath after they've already stated their platform to tear apart the Constitution, they are breaking the law. It is treason for you, for your representatives out there that are listening. What are you going to do about this? Arrest them if they take the oath. They are lying. It's treason. You gentlemen have a good day.
You do too. Yeah. The DOJ should immediately take at least some kind of action.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that probably should go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is this congruent with today's Constitution or completely adverse to it?
Right.
And if it is adverse, why isn't that considered a type of treason? Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I just received my Suwannee Valley Electric Cooperative electric bill. And for 2 years plus running, there's Hurricane Idalia cost recovery charge, about one penny per kilowatt hour. And I'm all just like, just because you guys mismanage your finances doesn't mean you pin me with a little tip every month. I mean, what? Is this going to go on forever? Jeez.
Yeah, that's what they did. They have a 30-year plan. No, I don't know for sure.
Sounds good, then.
But, yeah. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Parking lots. So I went to Walmart by Highway Patrol yesterday to get some last-minute things for my trip. I had to stop because there was a truck going down the wrong way. And, you know, okay, oh, I'm going down the wrong way. I'm going to pull into a parking space. and he pulls into the parking space, you know, just kind of does that little U-turn thing. I pull into mine, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's a car alarm is going across, like, across the way. And there's this young four or five-year-old hanging outside the window, jumping around the seats, just goofing off. And mother's nowhere to be found. She's in the grocery store.
Wow.
I'm getting ready to leave, and the mother had pulled in, got into her car. She almost rear-ended me because I'm waiting for a bicycle to go by. And she goes, and I go, what in the heck? And she goes, yeah, do you have a problem? I said, yeah. But the truck, he pulled into that parking space. The car that was next to him was never going to be able to get out because his tail end was blocking that car. So just parking lots.
Yeah, the Walmart and Stark, you can go both ways. On one side, you park that way.
Right.
In other words, they designed it that way. That's probably not allowed in Gainesville. That's
well,
why.
Well, and then when they even do, like she's talking, they do the U-turn to
to go to the other parking spot.
So now your angle is not right, and you're kind of blocking the car you've just pulled
Next
in
time
beside.
A lady gets tough with you, you say, hey, don't get your pajamas in a wad. Kay, what's bugging you?
197 mosques in Florida. We also have more missing children and young women than any other state in the union. That is bugging me. Thank you, Bob.
Now, thanks for reminding us. All Jen, right. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi. Good morning. What's bugging me? Quick, two things. Number one, the Girl Scouts are taking their girls to mosques. So that's really bugging me. But the reason for my call is about the murder, the mother who killed her kids in Massachusetts. We have to not lose sight of the fact that she was a nurse and the best person. She also had helpers, nannies. So, I mean, if she can't pull it off with all that, I don't know who can. That's what's bugging me. Have a good day.
Hey, great stuff all the way around. Great calls. Thanks for contributing to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 7:28. Coming up at 8:05, former Gator and attorney Bill Allen is going to join us. The Gators are kicking off their season tomorrow night, 6:45 in the 7:45 in the Swamp. Go Gators. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:36, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, what's going on with Iran? Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday said he was extremely skeptical that the U.S. hit a wedding party while carrying out strikes on Iran, that Tehran is claiming killed at least 18 people throughout the country. Asked if the war would be over by November's midterm elections, Vance said, I wouldn't call it a war. Interesting. A U.S. official confirmed to CBS News that no military facilities in the Middle East where Americans are based were impacted after Iran claimed it targeted U.S. forces in Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates in retaliation for strikes. All right, so that's some of the latest there. But always going on and simmering in the background is our adversary, China. China, China, China. I don't know if you heard the earlier segment, What's Bugging You, but we had an astute caller that said Maria Bartiromo, she heard that she was being fired from Fox, which is a fact. And she said the reason behind it is Fox sent down a memo going, yeah, we're not doing a bunch of Chinese exposés and their funding and all the propaganda that they're putting out and all that. And they said, yeah, we're not doing it. And apparently Maria had, you know, like some plans, you know, maybe producers working on it, et cetera. And this is how the theory goes. And then she ended up sending that memo, allegedly, to the White House. And maybe there's some blowback to Fox, the higher-ups got wind of it, whatever happened. And, you know, and is that serious enough to let her go after 12 and a half years? Or are there extreme sensitivities about the Chinese? You know, their tentacles and influence has been growing exponentially over the last two decades.
Oh, yeah.
And their money really is everywhere. you don't see it everywhere because it doesn't say, hey, this is funded by the Chinese Communist Party.
But
they specifically go out of their way to make sure that that's not clearly evident, even though most people in the know that's exactly what's happening. What was it? Chinese money that built that whole Biden pen thing.
Yes.
It was like, I don't know, at least $8 million had flowed in from the Chinese Communist government. Did they even have, they have like an office there.
Yeah, pretty much.
One of their reps did have an office there.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Well, you remember the Chinese police stations in New York City?
Yes.
Monitoring Chinese, I mean, come on.
We've had like pop-up labs in different cities.
Yes.
Run by the Chinese Communist Party.
We have no idea where all they are.
Nope. So, in light of if Maria did get fired for that reason, all the more reason why I'm going to double down on my coverage of China. One that I got was from the Heritage Foundation. Is China working against U.S. data centers? Now, this is a recent article, but a lot of the information is going to be based on previous information. But anyway, CCP-linked actors have aggressively amplified anti-data center voices in America, even as Beijing generously subsidizes China's own data centers. So they're putting out all this information that says data centers bad. Not only do they not believe that, they want to lead the race toward AI, and they want us to falter. And they're using propaganda to do it, and I've got to tell you, the unfortunate thing about this is, one of the many unfortunate things, is it has been working. It has been working. It worked on all of us at some point, didn't it? If you're honest, oh, you're going to use this much water and suck it out of the aquifer? I don't think so, pal. That's the first thing I said. And then when they talked about sucking power and that would raise the rates for all of us, I said, strike number two, no way, no how. Mm-hmm. Then I found out they're huge noise generators and aggravating to have around you. So I'm like, yeah, no. That's not going to work in Florida. And then who was it? Byron Donalds. Mm-hmm. He comes out all for the AI.
Right.
And then he catches wind of, Americans aren't on board with you.
Right.
They have different information that you have. They're paying attention to TikTok and memes and things that look professional.
Right.
Oh, this is the Americans for, you know, clean something or good something or something. And they're telling me all this stuff, so yeah.
It must be true.
Yeah. So Byron Donalds actually kind of adjusted his messaging a little bit because he didn't want to turn so many people off to that whole thing. But and actually, here's, as long as you address those issues, which apparently are very addressable and have been addressed in some scenarios, then I understand the importance of a data center.
But didn't the governor address both of those?
I thought so, but the misinformation and disinformation is so powerful and almost overriding.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media, the lefty media, they're not going to help.
No, they're not.
They're not going to help. They're not going to do anything pro-Trump, pro-DeSantis, pro-good for America in general and Florida specifically, this nasty, ugly red state we are.
You know, what can you think of in recent time that the public has been swayed so much on a single issue to the point that, like, what, 70-80% of people are against it, and they really don't know anything about them? They only know what they get from the media and social media?
Yeah.
I mean, what has had a bigger impact than this on public opinion? Not a lot.
In the modern day, I can't come up with something.
This is huge.
And this is, all we do is cover stuff.
Yeah.
Over the past year, the Trump administration's efforts to position the United States as a global leader in artificial intelligence have drawn increasingly left-wing criticism. And that's just the way the Chinese Communist Party likes it.
Uh-huh.
CCP-linked actors have aggressively amplified the anti-data center voices in America. Chinese entities have a long history of collaborating with far-left causes. They have again found common ground in opposing the construction of data centers. They're pushing mutually reinforcing messages that criticize a host of alleged environmental and ethical concerns as reason to disempower American growth in a critical economic and competitive sector. Officials at the federal, state, and local level should recognize this noxious alliance as they field criticism of data centers. Then I have another article. The social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, has uncovered a massive suspected Chinese bot farm conducting influence operations online in the U.S., including pushing an anti-artificial intelligence and anti-data center narrative. A bot farm, a massive one. It's no longer conjecture. It's no longer wondering. It is an absolute fact that they do not want us to build data centers. They do not want us to win the AI race. And they are using every trick in the book to convince Americans that it is a bad, that data centers are bad. They're the devil. Data centers equal the devil.
Now we've already got a lot more than they do. They, however, don't have the resistance that we will have from the public, and they've got the ability to build them very quickly, so that can change.
Yeah, there's not a lot of rules and regulations when the Chinese Communist government goes, do it.
They do it.
They do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, but and so just to be clear, and this influence, by the way, is not just the, you know, data centers, but this is what we're all kind of catching on to. They're money behind other, dark sources, whatever you want to call them, the far left of center wackadoodles. You know, if the only thing they get is a level of disruption, they're happy with that.
Right.
But if they can win the AI race, yeah, they're not going to hold themselves accountable on an ethical level at all.
I don't think they know that word in Chinese. Ethics? I don't know.
It's like this. Let me do it with the brush.
I don't think
can
it
you
trans-
see?
I see that.
Can
but
you
that,
see?
I don't think it translates.
I'm going to work on my Cantonese. And
buffet sounds good.
It does.
It does.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Bill Allen, former Gator player and attorney at law. Yeah, we're going to talk about the law, but we're really going to talk about the law, how it affects NFL players that want to come back to college.
Ooh.
We're also going to talk about the Gators, his experience there. And what do you think it's going to be like this year? Go Gators, 97.3 The Sky.7:50 on the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. Gators, Swamp, taking on FAU. Season kickoff. It is going to be a great and festive time for everyone, whether you're watching at home, just tailgating, or tailgating and going to the game. It's all going to be good, and we say go Gators. We're going to have former Gator Bill Allen, attorney at law, in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get some insight and some issues related to both college football, the NFL, and some legal issues as well, since he is an attorney. So we'll get some great insight, and that's coming up in just a little bit. Time to go get us some Trump coins, man. They're out. Did you know?
Yes. I
celebrating
love them.
American greatness.
Can you imagine getting a bunch of these Trump coins and finding the most liberal business you know?
I've already got Trump money.
Yeah?
I got those bills that were, you know, it was like 2020, I think.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they did it on all the campaigns, but I got one.
Yep.
And I'm saying he's president now. That should be legal cash tender.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
it's probably not.
You're not going to look good in prison.
I don't know. Depends what color. If it's that orange, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
stripes?
I can rock the orange because, you know, I love the Gators.
That's true. Yeah.
But, yeah, the stripes.
The stripes.
You got to run them long ways or whatever,
but it
has a slimming effect.
Yeah, exactly. They do them totally wrong.
President Donald Trump's face is officially on U.S. currency with the rollout of the official semi-quincentennial President Donald J. Trump 2026 $1 coin.
Nice.
The U.S. Mint announced on Wednesday that the coins are officially in circulation and available for order. According to a description of the coin, it is meant to commemorate America's 250th birthday celebration this year. It's about the birthday of the nation. It's also about President Trump. So I'm waiting to get the press release from the city of Gainesville saying that they will not be considered legal tender. They will not be allowed in the city. They will be considered counterfeit.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
You will be apprehended if you're caught.
Heads will explode.
Yeah.
They gotta hate this.
Yep. This is gonna be cool. Let's see. President Donald J. Trump is on there with the inscriptions Liberty, In God We Trust, and 1776 to 2026. A description from the U.S. Mint reads, noting that Trump's likeness was inspired by a White House photo taken by Daniel Torek, and his hair is perfect.
Nice.
Yes.
Now, see, the libs won't like it because Donald Trump is on it, God is on it, and it's says 1776, not 1619. Just saying.
Come on, man.
I know.
Come on, man. It also shows an eagle holding an olive branch and a bundle of arrows. You know what that means. You know, we come in peace with the olive branch, but we've got the arrows and stuff saying, but if things go sideways and you become our enemy, you're gonna feel the pain. Yeah. It's very similar to like old martial arts type stuff. The open hand, the fist. One is open hand in front, fist behind, or fist down.
Right.
I come in peace. But know that I can quickly take these open hands and form two very volatile weapons and punish the enemy.
Are those registered, Bob? Are those registered as weapons within the state of Florida?
No. In fact, I lost them on a shipwreck.
Wow.
Now they're just alligator arms, and I can't get the bill for lunch. I can't reach it.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Governor DeSantis, Americans should imagine the tyranny that would have reigned if flock safety surveillance cameras were widespread during the coronavirus lockdowns.
Ooh.
I mean, with him in charge of Florida, you know, we know that that kind of thing wouldn't occur, and he opened things up faster than anybody else did. But initially, everybody was locking down. Everybody was caving in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was the fear of the unknown was reasonable and legitimate initially.
Yes.
Initially.
Yes.
And what do you do? Nobody is their own expert on all of these things, so you erred on the side of caution. But he does make a great point. What if they were you? Hey, we flagged you for like unnecessary travel. Because remember, there wasn't a time you weren't supposed to be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, were you on your way to church because church is closed? We got, no, sir, I'm going to the liquor store. Oh. Well, then carry on, young man.
Yes.
What a screwy world we allowed to happen.
That was weird.
And it happened very quickly. Think about the power of the government to immediately clamp down on the vast majority of American civilization. I know there's a few well, I did what I wanted. Yeah, I got you. But if you're being honest and looked around, clamping down, man.
I mean, streets were quiet. I mean, It was not normal at all.
So you can imagine if we had those flock cameras, they would probably use them.
Abuse them?
Well, no, they would say, no. Look, this is an emergency. And I forget, it was somebody brilliant like a Mark Levin or somebody else, but and I'll give credit to whoever, but basically it was the whole idea of a constitution and the safeguard is supposed to provide for our rights is most instrumental in our freedom when there is an emergency, when we are under some form of attack, whether it's a, you know, a nature emergency like Katrina.
Sure.
And we're going to run in and take everybody's guns out of their house from old ladies just trying to protect the property.
When they most might need them.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what we have to remember. This government, in many cases, they are not following the Constitution. You don't suspend the Constitution because you perceive there to be some sort of an emergency. That's when the Constitution truly kicks in, because remember, the Constitution doesn't provide our rights. The Creator does. The Constitution was designed to protect those rights. And yes, in the time of emergency as well. All right. So serious. Let's talk football, which can be serious. But we're going to make it fun because Well, that's how we roll. It is a form of entertainment for most of us. All right. Special guest, Bill Allen, in the studio in minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.